I want to mention today something that you can find in your Bible in Leviticus chapter 25. This is an interesting passage here, and most people probably don't understand the scientific importance of this, but in Leviticus chapter 25, starting verse 1, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. That which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of thy vineyard undressed, for it is a year of rest unto the land." It goes on to talk about this Sabbath here and about how this was to take place. And people, you know, look at that and they say, well, that's part of the old Jewish law. We're not to worry about that, and that was just something God had in the Bible. And it did have some points with the spiritual point, but let me look at the scientific part of that real quick. Most cultures at that time, and even up until relatively recently in human history, and many parts of the world still do this today, they go into an area, they farm the area until the land gives out, and then they move on somewhere else, or the civilization dies out. Some of the great civilizations in the past, they flourished for a time, but when the land gave out, the civilization just kind of vanished. And some civilizations like the Egyptians and the Babylonians, they flourished in the Nile Valley and, of course, the Tigris-Euphrates, and then over in India in the Indus Valley because there was sufficient nutrients being washed in all the time from the rivers there. So they lasted and built large civilizations that stood the test of time. But most countries, they farmed the land until it gave out, and then they left. And here God told them when they go into the land, farm it for 6 years, the seventh year let it lay fallow. We had what was called the Green Revolution, and it's not to be confused with the communist takeover of Russia or something like that, or the environmentalists trying to take over and run our lives today. The Green Revolution took place. It started in probably in the 30s, the forerunning of it, but 1940s through the 60s in particular, where agricultural production in the United States and other parts of the world took off through innovative agricultural techniques and uses of fertilizers and pesticides as well, of course. But a lot of it had to do with use of rotation of crops and letting land lay fallow every once in a while for a year. And see, what they discovered with the Green Revolution was that there's a tremendous point in the Bible. Land needs to lay fallow to kind of allow it to regenerate. What happens during that year it lays fallow is the roots of these plants reach down into the subsoil, transport nutrients up into the surface, and if you don't harvest the crops and everything, when you cut it all down and let it lay there and then turn up the land the following year, you've just fertilized the land and made it good for another few years. God knew that all along, didn't he?